Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering time. You text in at 60123. Your hey, I was wondering. It gets in the file, and we pull it out of the file, and we use it. You get one of those Eric in the Morning camping tin mugs that everybody wants. Are you drinking out of one right now?
I am.
There you go.
They're delicious.
Yeah. They're delicious. The cups are delicious.
Like, no, they hold. They keep everything warm and delicious.
Which is delicious.
I'm so happy after that Coldplay song. I just can't come down.
Well, this one's going to make you feel good, too. From a 630 text. Hey, I was wondering if Eric's daughter ever got that new license plate sticker. Let me tell you what, folks.
Yeah.
Remember I mentioned my daughter's car. Somehow the license plate sticker either came off or got stolen, and she's driving around for like 9 months with the wrong sticker, but she had all the paperwork, and she's panicked and going to get pulled over, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm too stupid. I don't know what to do. So he brought it up here, and by God, there was about 40 of you that gave me that one website.
Yep.
Man, that was the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
That was brilliant what you folks did there.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I just went on there, punched in the codes that I had off her little piece of paper. Bam. 2 days later, new sticker. No questions asked.
No lines.
Nothing.
Ah, man.
It was the greatest thing ever. So thank you for that. And how about the guy who called and said, and this is brilliant too, when you put the sticker on, he's a former police officer. He's like, take a little X-Acto knife or a razor blade or whatever and just cut diagonally through the sticker after you put it on. That way, when they try to peel it off and steal it, only half of it comes off. It's got no value to them. So they're like, they see that and like, nah, I'm not stealing that one. It's going to do me no good.
That one's messed up.
That was brilliant, too, and I did that.
Yeah.
All of these cures that allowed me to fix a problem. And in fact, I thought of this, hey, I was wondering this morning. I checked my car. My sticker expires this month.
Oh.
This month. And I never got, I don't know what the state of Illinois is doing. I'm blaming it on COVID. I never got anything in the mail, like any kind of renewal, nothing.
Yeah. I don't think they send those out anymore.
Yeah, me either.
They may not. I think they're trying to get you to lapse.
But now I have that website, or at least I did. That's part of the reason I bring it up. Can you resend that? I seem to have forgotten that.
So I've been looking it up as you've been talking, because I sent you an email with the link that everybody sent us.
Oh, it was great.
And it looks like it's ILIllinoisSOS.gov.
There you go. ILIllinoisSOS.gov/plate replacement. Yeah, there we go. So I'm going to have to go to that and get mine all figured out.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here.
The most eye-rolling Memorial Day weekend road trip. Where are you headed? 312-233-1019. Given the opportunity to stay home, you would pick staying home over this one. Hi, Jeff.
Howdy. I got a 9.5-hour drive to go to beautiful downtown Waynesboro, Tennessee.
What drags you 9.5 hours to Waynesboro, Tennessee?
I have to go down to see my folks.
Why did they decide to relocate to Waynesboro?
Well, it's way cheaper down there, they wanted to get out of the state of Illinois.
Right. They're living for like $9 down there in Waynesboro, Tennessee.
Yes, they are.
You can live like a king.
Yep.
Yeah. Live like a king.
Absolutely.
What will you do all weekend in Waynesboro?
Probably fix their house.
So you're driving 9.5 hours to Waynesboro to work all weekend.
Yeah, you getting paid?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Getting paid in love.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll hit a Cracker Barrel? Maybe you'll hit one of those?
Oh, no. This is a small, they have a small town. They call it the Square. There's got to be maybe 2,000 people that live in the town.
Okay. That's a lot.
Okay.
Not even big enough for a Cracker Barrel.
They got a greasy diner like Manny's? They got something like that?
No, Emeralds. It's called Emeralds.
Emeralds.
Oh, delicious.
You should get the T-shirt. You should get the T-shirt and come back.
Fancy.
Waynesboro, Tennessee. Good luck with that, Jeff.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta, you ready?
Yes.
Number three.
The full moon today will be the first total lunar eclipse since January 2019. A lunar eclipse happens when the sun, earth, and full moon align perfectly. In some parts of the world, people will see a lunar eclipse that collides with the moon's closest point to the earth, making this the super moon eclipse for some people. And it turns the moon reddish in color, so people call it the blood moon. Personally, this is trending right now. I'm trying to figure out if we missed it, because parts of
last night, I thought.
I think it was this morning.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. When?
And what is it officially called?
It's called a super moon eclipse. The super moon eclipse.
So it's not a total eclipse.
So yeah, if you missed it, or I don't know, if you're in another part of the world, you can just check it out. It's trending right now. People got a bunch of pictures online.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Hashtag failed crypto coins trending, along with pictures of those chocolate coins you used to eat as kids. As oh, people great. Are poking fun at the new hyped up currency that a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of people say don't hold a lot of value, and it's not real money, and yep.
Every time you turn around, there's a new type of currency.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This system can't sustain itself.
Dogecoin.
Those chocolate coins are the most valuable of of them, I think, right now.
Yeah, well, that's what people are saying. Yeah, so they're sending the pictures
you
online.
You know
that's
what
trending.
You're getting yeah, in those chocolate coins.
And they're delicious.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Everyone can't get enough Jennifer. More pictures of Jen and Ben frolicking around Miami.
I know. I couldn't sleep last night. I just kept searching for more pictures of Jen and Ben.
I know.
The return of Bennifer.
Exactly. Well, the twist here is that A-Rod is also there, but he was all business when in Miami. The newest pictures out of Jen and Ben are of them hitting the gym together, where Jennifer looks obviously dressed for the gym. She's ready to go. Ben is wearing
jeans.
He's
smoking. Yeah. He's got a iced Starbucks.
No, exactly. So that's what I was going to say next. Then Jen goes to pick up her son while Ben goes back to the house smoking on the patio and drinking Coke all day.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. What a lovely couple they are.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Anybody listening who with the strange food combinations? My food combination's normal. These, weird.
Okay.
How you even arrive to combine these things, I don't understand. Like this one in particular. Jennifer, you enjoy what?
Grilled cheese and grape jelly.
Oh. Whoa.
How did you even decide to put those two together?
I grew up with it. My father did it for me, and I can't eat a grilled cheese without grape jelly. It just doesn't taste the same. I highly recommend it.
It sounds like something your dad made, and those are the only three things he had left at home was bread, cheese, and grape jelly.
No, but it's a good combo.
You cook it with the jelly on first, or do you add that after?
You add it after. You spread it on like like toast, as if you would put your jelly on your toast. So you grill your your sandwich, and then you put your jelly on top. And it is just really a great combination.
In some weird way, I do want to try it.
Yeah.
Please do.
I don't even know why I would want to try that. Grilled cheese and grape jelly. Delicious. Judy, strange food combination.
Cottage cheese and applesauce.
All right, that I can maybe see, but I just can't eat cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Cottage cheese is just spoiled. They're not even lying to you anymore. They're like, this is spoiled. Eat it.
So good.
I have cottage cheese today for lunch.
And you make fun of me. Hi, John.
Oreos and lemonade.
Oh.
I could see that.
Do you dip it in the lemonade or just follow it?
A chaser.
Kind of shoot it. Pop the Oreo in your mouth. Follow it with a shot of lemonade.
I like to
there.
Line up all my lemonade and shot glasses. And then I put an Oreo in front of each shot glass, and I take an Oreo and I shoot it with a lemonade right behind it.
Bam.
Mm-hmm. Fun times. Strange food combination. Linda.
Red Jell-O with milk in a bowl.
What? Red Jell-O with milk in a bowl.
Together?
So like together. Cereal Jell-O.
Yeah, kind of. Sure.
How'd that start?
Somebody spilled.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Was that a dare?
Where does that begin? Where did you learn that?
My father actually would eat it. We would have
dads.
Jell-O after dinner, and I don't know, I guess he threw in milk. He used to deliver milk.
Same thing. There's the only two things left. He's like, all right, we got Jell-O. Why don't you put some of that milk on there?
It sounds like, so he delivered milk. Milk is putting food on our table.
That's
you can
right.
use it for everything. It's the wonder drink.
Mia.
I have fried chicken and chocolate.
Wait, what?
Do you melt the chocolate on the fried chicken?
No.
Oh, no, what are you, crazy? Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I get them separate, but it's really good, and I crave it every time. It's like my time of the month.
So if you... Oh, thanks.
I'm feeling you, girl.
Oh, I love all the info. Fantastic.
Wow. Which would probably explain why I just don't understand it. And never could.
Anyway, I'm going to try that now.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Your mom lost her mind, didn't she?
I think so.
Crazy lady. What'd she do?
So she eats a sandwich made of peanut butter, mayonnaise, and sliced up radishes in between.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Chop up some radishes, put them in there with the peanut butter and mayo. You got yourself lunch.
Mm. Exactly.
Whew.
Wow.
Did you ever ask her mom, how did you come up with this?
You know, I honestly think it's because she grew up during the Depression.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. She'd be like, you know what you do after that? You sprinkle a little dirt on the top.
Yeah.
You eat what you can. Yeah.
Extra radishes around.
Yeah. And then you chew on your shoe.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
You had to put your name on it. 312-233-1019. That's the only way you could lay claim to something in your home, or else it's going to get stolen, eaten, or removed. What was it? Yeah, Nate. I'm looking at a picture, and you can see his wife, it appears, is holding his chapstick where it says Nate on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's probably questioning him, like, why did you write your name on this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Got your name on it, Chris.
I have to label my towel in the bathroom.
No way.
Label your towels in the bathroom, otherwise people claim your towels?
Yes. I live with my two sons and my husband, and nobody can figure out which towel is there. Mm-hmm. So my towel has a name on it.
Right.
Next to it.
Stay away.
I have an extra large towel that nobody's allowed to lay hands on either. They just know by size as opposed to name, but maybe slapping my name on it's the right move, mm-hmm. too. You got your name on it at home, Lisa.
Yeah, so we have this electrical blue tape system. There's a roll of blue tape hanging on the fridge. Uh-huh. And if you want to save your leftovers, you blue tape it. And if there's blue tape, you can't touch it.
You got a system.
A system. It started with an Egg Harbor chicken salad sandwich. I came home to eat it. I was excited about it.
Right.
And it was gone.
There is nothing better, is there, Lisa, than knowing something's waiting for you in the fridge at home, and then you find out somebody put their grubby hands all over. Boy, that will ruin a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like the blue tape rule.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Not labeled as free game, I guess.
The blue tape rule is could be instituted in my house. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I have to label my yogurt.
You got your name on your yogurt?
Yes.
If you don't put your name on it, who's going to steal it?
It's my mom, and I eat it before I go to the gym, and every time I go in there, there's no yogurt.
I know.
No yogurt.
Because your mom.
Yeah.
I've never seen a woman eat so much yogurt. I don't know where she puts all of it.
Right.
You had to put your name on it, Donna.
Hairbrush.
Hairbrush.
When you have four daughters, you need to put your name on a hairbrush.
Yeah.
Because they don't clean it out, I bet.
So there's five hairbrushes around the house, and all of them have a name on it.
Yes, because even color coordinating, there's a fight about the colors.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep, makes sense.
You can't brush your hair with a blue one.
No.
It doesn't look right. You need a red one.
That's your sister's. Put
Everybody
it down.
Everybody knows that. Oh, my God, Helen, this happens in my house, and there are tears and screams and finger pointing and accusations, and people move in and out. It's out of control.
Yeah, hi. It's a phone charger.
Phone charger.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I have
two
of my kids.
Definitely.
They all look alike.
Oh, yeah. If you go to plug your phone in at night and it's not there because somebody moved it to the living room.
You know who that was? My daughter Avery moved it. She came to your house and moved it.
Okay.
My daughter Avery somewhere has 38 phone chargers and claims she has none.
Yes. Maddening. Maddening.
It is absolutely out of control.
Yep.
I can have six of them in one room, turn my head and look back, and she's lost five. How is that possible?
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
312-233-1019 when you got a flake on a plan. You need a good excuse. The kind of excuse you can give to your friends when you're bailing on them and they go, hey, no problem.
Right. I understand.
I totally get it. Believable excuses when you need to flake on a plan. And I gave the answer early this morning, and our very first caller, Lauren, knows it.
Paying attention.
So mm-hmm. I believe she was likely paying attention earlier this morning, or she is one hell of a guesser. I went way what, Lauren?
Went too hard last night.
That is exactly right.
There you
go. Went after it way too hard last night. I am hanging. Yeah. I am hanging. I'm in a bad place physically, mentally. I cannot do this. Were you listening earlier this morning, Lauren?
I was not, actually.
Ooh, you were able to figure it out just from that clue.
I was.
See, now if you listen, like before 7 o'clock, Lauren, you won't have to do all that work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need to.
Wasn't that why I just did it last night? Wasn't that
like,
much work?
She's like, why do I need to? I just got this right. Yeah. I went way too hard last night, followed by, I have to work early tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one for us.
That's a really good one. Followed by, I'm broke. Unbelievable excuses for when you need to flake on plans. Yes. I am just broke.
Yeah.
And those all work because no one wants to be around you when you're doing any of those things. They're like, okay, never mind.
Right.
Out.
followed by my wallet, phone, or identity was stolen.
What?
That's what I go with that one a lot. I'm like, hey, my identity was stolen.
Oh,
yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Or they say you could always just start crying. I've tried that a couple times, too. Just start crying. They say, though, that if you got to flake on a plan and you're just too tired or any of those number of things you just heard, the best thing for you is something called a disco nap.
Yes. Oh, what's a disco nap?
Nikki's nodding. She must know what a disco nap is.
You do them all the time.
Yeah, well, I nap, but I don't disco nap.
Well, that's just like the new name. When you got something going on, right? Isn't that what it is? You got something going on, so you take a quick nap so you can rally for the night?
It's time to master the disco nap. Essentially, a disco nap means having a quick siesta before you head out for that evening's activities.
Okay.
If done properly, a pre-party disco nap can conjure a second wind that you can ride right out the door. Done improperly, you can royally screw up your sleep cycle. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I cannot disco nap.
Oh, I love disco nap.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do the 10-minute nap, the 15-minute nap.
It's like, yeah, you got to be like under 20 or 25 minutes, right? Isn't that what they say?
Right. I'd rather just stay awake and power through. If I the second I go to sleep, that's it. Forget it. Forget. I cannot shake the fog.
Mm.
Whether it's 10 minutes or a three-hour nap, I cannot shake the fog.
I used to disco nap when I'd go fake tanning. Like, you lay down in the bed for
remember
a good 15 minutes.
Remember we used to do that,
minutes.
Whip? Remember that?
Used to? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Used to, like,
probably
yesterday.
Get one in today.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where
yeah.
he gets all of his best disco naps.
Exactly. You do look bronze.
Thank you very much. Well
it's
rested,
time
too.
To master the disco nap. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. So that came up again. One in four millennials won't even eat, buy, or consume hot dogs, and don't even get them started about putting them in a big can of beans. And then if you microwave, what are you, a peasant?
You're just zapping everything.
That's true.
Violetta's like, how dare you? I don't microwave anything. I don't eat hot dogs. And don't even get me started about beans with fake bacon in them. Like that's
yeah.
And I said to her earlier, I'm like, that's called normal. It's called normal meal. Just like I keep trying to get Captain Hollywood. Can we have all our promos talk like normal people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is normal meal. And then
right.
So we put it up to a vote at 60123, beans and weenies. Uh-huh. 45 seconds in the microwave. Is that weird or not weird? And 90% said it's not weird at all.
Yeah, a lot
where
of
is,
people agree with
is
you.
Where is Quentin Karwowski?
He's right behind us.
He's working on getting our Facebook Live.
We're ready to go, are we not?
He was right behind us.
Yeah, hey,
there he is.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, because we're going to go Facebook Live. We sent a big Karwowski out earlier to go buy a can of beans. We got the biggest one we could find. You can go ahead and go. We can go live.
Okay.
Yeah. Got a big can of beans. We're going Facebook Live now at Eric Morning Mix.
Yes.
Okay,
some
okay.
Hot dogs. All right, so what we're going to do is I got the bowl here.
Okay.
Bowl. I'm going to cut open. Here's the murder knife I was talking about.
It's huge.
I said to Violetta, I'm like, I need a knife just to cut hot dogs. And she gave me a knife that I believe should be in evidence somewhere.
It is like a Crocodile Dundee. It's like, that's a knife.
It
it's
really
one of those.
Is. That's a knife.
I didn't know how big the hot dogs were.
I was thinking of using this knife.
Yeah, better idea. A little plastic thing.
This
from
one
the...
seems safer to you.
Yeah.
I think the bigger one would make for better live Facebook because you could cut yourself.
Very dramatic.
Dramatic, yes.
Got to open the beans.
Yeah, so we got the brown sugar hickory beans.
It was my nickname in high school.
Yep.
Do you know how to use a can opener?
I got to get, there I go. I got to get that. All right, so now I'm opening the beans. We're going to pour the beans into the bowl. I'm going to cut up the hot dogs, and then I'm going to give them to Jerry Garcia over there. And she's going to...
That's
yeah.
me?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's, yeah, because of your shirt.
Oh, tie-dye.
Because of the Grateful Dead, yeah.
I didn't know who that was.
Yep.
Ooh, look at that can of beans.
You want to lick that?
No, I don't.
You usually say yes to that.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's scandalous.
Are you going to put all? No, just like half of it. Oh, my! Look at all that sauce. Are you supposed to eat that sauce?
Yeah. You want some more beans there?
Wow. All right,
so there's the beans.
Delish.
Here's your weenie right here.
Now you're going to cut up two hot dogs or
hold
one's
on.
Enough?
Don't cut yourself.
Oh, with the murder knife. Look how long this thing is.
That is so scary.
Wait. Oh, wow.
Cut up all these weenies.
So you're going with the circle. It's like little spheres.
Yep.
You don't know?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, finger, my thumb!
I was going to say, a fingertip ends up in there.
You're not cutting it like the chef, so you put your knuckles out.
And then we put all,
wow.
all the weenies in there.
Oh, my Lord.
Your Facebook Live right now. Here, you got to mix this around.
Oh, you do. Okay. You don't so just leave them on top.
This is what I would have for lunch right here. This is normal. This is what people eat, Violetta. Okay.
Okay.
Now, take this.
Okay.
Take this. Go down the hallway. Big Karwowski will continue to be Facebook Live. Go down the hallway. 45 seconds. 45 seconds, and then, like, turn them, stir them a little bit. Another 25, you're good to go and bring them back.
I'm going to follow their recipe to the T.
This is, like, the worst cooking show hosted by Eric Ferguson.
True. Huh? No, I'm good. I'm good on it. Yeah, yeah, from your grubby fingers, please, pass that over. Pass that over.
It is everything.
Great. I just ate them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
God. Oh, my God. What? Like, that's disgusting.
Everything you're not supposed to do.
Boneless weenie eating from the package?
You
just ate it right from the package? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Okay.
Let me read this. I don't know if that's healthy.
No, I think you could do it.
There's a choking warning for kids under four. Be careful.
The Food Network is canceling this cooking show.
Yeah. No, you're not.
My brother almost choked out a hot dog when he was like three, by the way. Just be careful.
Eric.
What's the matter with you?
He's fine. I'm just saying.
You didn't even chop up the hot dogs. Now you're just eating, like biting right into it.
That's good.
Oh, you're a freak of nature.
Violetta, you're so sensitive.
I know.
Right, go warm that up.
Let's change the channel. This right. Food Network show's terrible.
We will we'll see what she's got to say when she gets back.
Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here.
We're still Facebook Live. You're getting a view of Swanee working hard in the production room right now. The producer booth. Whip over in the news booth. Nikki, who is monitoring Facebook Live, we're hearing from all around the globe right now. We're actually hearing from people in Mexico who are watching.
Oh, wow. Really? Well, I interviewed someone in the kitchen while we were microwaving.
They're filling the vending machine. The guy's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. So I asked him, do you like beans and weenies? You cut up hot dogs and put them in the microwave like this? He's like, oh, yeah, we never did anything on the stove. It's all in the microwave.
That's right.
Hey, Violetta, did you run a hot dog stand?
I did.
Email reminding us of that.
I sure did.
You don't have like more of an affinity for hot dogs, or is it because you ran a hot dog stand that maybe hot dogs are not your
thing? No, I like the hot dogs on the beach, you know,
hot dogs on the beach.
Yeah. Got it, because it's a location thing.
Exactly, it's a location thing for me. And the chopped up hot dogs is kind of where I'm having a little bit of a...
I understand.
It's in the delivery method.
Exactly.
Texture. So it's a texture problem.
Totally. And guy in the kitchen actually gave us a great thing to keep in mind. He said, hey, careful, don't cook those too long in there. The beans will bust.
There you go. You don't want busted beans.
No.
All right. So we were down in the kitchen. You warmed them for 45 seconds. The beans that I cut up with and the hot dogs that I cut up with the murder knife.
Yes.
Why do we have this in the building? This is an invitation for something bad to happen.
I know, right?
This shouldn't even be in this building. I'm going to have this removed from the building. You got that all chopped up and ready to go. 45 seconds, stirred them, and then warmed them some more?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. And it smells good.
All right, moment of truth.
Hickory.
Your first experience as a millennial with beans and weenies.
Here we go.
Or as I like to call it, Wednesday's lunch. Make sure you get a weenie in there.
I got it.
Hot dog.
There you go. See?
It's not bad.
90% say this is completely normal and not weird.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
I told you.
And if you add some cheese on this?
Hey, a little sprinkled cheese.
Wow.
Is this a new breakfast? Is this what you're going to be bringing in now every morning, 6:30? We'll have some beans and hot dogs.
And like I had told you before, you put it in, you know, your mac and cheese. You obviously did it wrong. It's even better.
You know what you
could do? You could put the beans in the mac and cheese with the weenies.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
Delicious.
That's a lot.
Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live.
Bye.
At Eric Morning Mix.
Oh, my God. Yeah, actually, the beans are really good. I like the beans. The hot dog is an interesting texture. Always has been. Oh, man. Do not dip that hot dog in the bean can again.
Dude,
Eric.
Please don't. Oh, that is vile. You're eating cold beans and a cold hot dog dipped from the can?
How many people did we get on Facebook Live? So, I used to eat them out of the fridge all the time.
Wow.
I used to come home from middle school, grab a raw hot dog. Right.
That is
explains
bizarre.
A lot. Yes. This explains a lot about your brain. Right
it's delicious.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, The Mix.
Let's do Tidbit Wednesday right now on The Mix. We start with Johnny Knoxville.
Okay.
Jackass 4. Johnny Knoxville explains why this will be his final Jackass movie.
Well, it's like if you already did it and then you say, like, I'm not doing this ever again. But if you're promoting the upcoming thing and saying that, I'm not sure if I Even if he believes it, I bet you he'll be back at some point with it. But whatever, no problem.
I feel like he said this is my last Jackass right. movie on the previous three.
Exactly.
Did you guys know there were three before
no.
this? I mean, I remember the first one, but I don't know about the other.
This fall, the fourth of the Jackass films will be released, a project that Knoxville said will be his last contribution to the franchise. When spoken to, he said he was finishing his work on the movie, marveling at the absurdity of what he had just put his body through and feeling fortunate to simply be upright.
There's always one thing you'll never forget, like mm-hmm. that porta potty.
Right.
Bungee yeah. cord
yep,
thing.
The bungee cord.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah.
See Shailene Woodley, Aaron Rodgers, and Miles Teller dance, sing, and karaoke together in Hawaii. So, not a care in the world there for that Aaron Rodgers.
He's still trying to work his way out of Wisconsin.
He is. He is. He's now doing karaoke with Shailene Woodley in Hawaii. I think this is a good idea. Reports say Tom Cruise may play a villain in the next Lethal Weapon movie.
Oh, that'd be great.
A little crossover almost.
That would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Has he played a villain before?
Well, I don't think ever.
He was a jerk in Tropic Thunder. Remember that character?
He played a villain in the movie that he talked about. Hang on, let me pull up the clip here.
Okay.
When he was on with us, and it was him and Jamie Foxx, and he was a killer.
Hmm.
Tom Cruise was. Yeah, have you ever seen the movie Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise? You should see it.
It's funny, though. I just Googled up, has Tom Cruise ever played a villain? And that's the first example that comes up.
He's a bad, bad man in that movie.
Yeah. Ooh.
He's a bad, bad man. Also bad, bad man, Marilyn Manson is wanted on an arrest warrant for allegedly shooting snot on a camera woman.
Yeah,
I think that's held a nostril and fired one out and got
everything
on the camera.
He does.
Yeah, I think that's a weird guy who invented a character and then started to live the character and
it
didn't realize that you can't really do that in life. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a weird guy who invented a character and is living it, Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an inspiration for Marilyn.
He'll teach you how to play bass and write a song at a special Las Vegas masterclass. Now there's a promotion.
Yes.
Big Karwowski, we sent somebody to learn to play bass from Gene Simmons. There you go.
Cool.
Oh.
There's a promotion. Alyssa Milano says long-haul COVID has impacted every part of her health. She's got the long haul.
Oh, my God.
Hearing more and more about that. I always kind of wonder whatever happened to Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. I feel like I have a little foggy brain.
Yeah.
Foggy COVID brain.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
In an update, threat of falling sperm counts has been greatly exaggerated, say researchers. Some people say with the COVID and with society and global warming and, you know, just weirdness, drugs, that all of a sudden none of the fellas can swim anymore. Researchers say don't believe a word of it.
Nah.
Don't let a guy get anywhere near your daughter.
Not buying it.
Yeah.
Aldi fans are making giant adult Capri Suns.
Yes.
You've seen this?
Yes, I am obsessed with Aldi. You buy a frozen bag of their frozen fruit, and then you pour one of their bottles of wine in the bag of frozen fruit, and boom, Capri Sun.
Wow, we should do that for Friday's featured cocktail.
It's pretty amazing.
That's a good idea.
I'm going there today, so I can pick it up. You guys let me know what fruit preferences you have.
All right, you love Aldi. Violetta loves TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen TikTok's pesto eggs? That's the latest viral food trend on there.
Eggs. No, describe it to me.
Yeah, eggs with pesto. There you go.
All right.
The unusual food combination, which is something we've been talking about really all day today, and you can get it on the Eric in the Morning podcast if you've missed it. Is one of the latest food trends to hit the video sharing app, which now has 131 million views of people putting together pesto-covered egg dishes.
Now, I'm actually okay with that dish.
You're right with that?
Yeah, pesto and eggs, no?
You know, who's,
the only one?
You know who's not okay with this employee, this law firm? Did you see the video yesterday? They ran it on Inside Edition. The law firm employee who jumped into the monkey habitat at the zoo and got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
people.
So weird.
You know, she's
doing
an idiot.
What is she thinking? So tell us more, because I don't know. Did she think that she was going to bond with them, or
no,
she just wanted
no.
to see them up close?
She was feeding them Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
What?
That was her thing, yeah. So she had a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so she jumped in the monkey enclosure and sat down with the monkeys and fed them Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
I think she's got
like,
the COVID brain.
You're lucky that they didn't rip your face off.
Right, exactly.
Because that's what those monkeys will do. They'll rip your face off.
You're in their home.
Yep.
You don't do that.
No, that's bad, bad stuff.
No.
Here, finally, some good news. 78% of New Yorkers support making alcohol to go permanent after the pandemic.
Yes, bring it to Chicago.
Do we not have it?
No, we don't.
It's not permanent. It's allowed right now, right?
Oh, I thought you meant just walking around with alcohol.
No.
Open alcohol on the street.
You can go to your favorite neighborhood restaurant to get your takeout and also get a couple of cocktails to go.
Oh, yeah.
Violetta thought she was in Vegas for a minute. She was walking.
Oh, what?
Well, they'll stop you if you just drink on the street. I'll tell you that. That is still illegal.
That's the brain fog talking over there. Yeah, she's a Chicagoan. These are New Yorkers.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Here we go, Violetta, number three.
The Mortem Arboretum's new mind-blowing series called Human Plus Nature opens on Friday, and it's going to highlight the deep roots between humans and trees. Ooh. The sneak peek, it looks really cool. We have
it
up on our...
See what you did there with deep roots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See that one?
Right. Love it.
The sneak peek is on our Facebook page at Eric Morning Mix, and it's like really human-like looking faces with like roots and trees coming like bodies, and they're huge. You know, these are like huge statues. Like structures.
Are you and Nikki going to go to that? Where'd you guys go yesterday?
Yeah, we went to the Van Gogh exhibit together. Nikki brought me along, and it was amazing.
The immersion.
It was. It's amazing. It is amazing.
I hear it's pretty cool.
The second time, and I'm like, I don't know if I'll love it as much. I think I actually liked it more.
Really?
The second time.
I started crying.
She did.
I got so emotional. It was profound.
It was profound.
And if I give you a little pros tip, now that I've gone once, is find the smaller room. It's like so much nicer in the smaller room. You really feel like intimate.
I feel like I should go to this. Yeah. I was supposed to go and missed it.
Yeah.
How long is it around?
Through September, I want to say. And they did just release new tickets.
Yeah, they extended it because it's so in demand.
But even in the summer now, I think there are more tickets available.
You guys know a guy?
Yeah,
you know a guy?
Yeah, I think I got a code you could use.
You got a guy.
All right. Is there a sandwich in here? Did somebody bring a sandwich in? Did somebody bring like a Jersey Mike's with onions and something in here?
No, that's the after effects of your hot dog and beans.
Yeah.
That's
your burp you're smelling.
If you smelt it, you dealt it.
That's right.
No, I don't smell that. I smell like a turkey and onion sandwich. I would know that smell. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, moving on. Miles Teller trending along with the Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley story that you just told us, Eric. Miles was Shailene's co-star in Divergent, the best movie ever.
Never saw it. Oh,
you got to see it. Yeah. It's based in post-apocalyptic Chicago. What more do you want?
I know.
Yeah. They're on a double date vacation in Hawaii, and it looks amazing.
I'll see that if you see Collateral.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx.
All right. Is it post-apocalyptic Chicago?
No, but you can pretend that it is.
Drive around the city a little bit. You'll see post-apocalyptic Chicago, no problem.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Auntie Anne's is pivoting to drive-thrus instead of malls, and Twitter is going insane over this. They think that it's obviously a mall staple, but they also want the freedom and excitement of driving up and getting a pretzel whenever they want.
Yeah.
My favorite is the cinnamon pretzel sticks.
Cinnamon sugar, come on. Come on.
Auntie Anne's. So Auntie good. Annie or Auntie Anne?
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne, yeah. Okay. I mean, I think that cinnamon sugar pretzel might be like a last meal dessert.
Does it make me weird that I've never once had any Auntie Anne's ever?
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's so many good flavors. There's a jalapeno cheddar. There is a regular one that you dip into the cheese.
That's,
the lemonade is so good. And then the cinnamon is outstanding.
Plus, they have
You need to go to fewer malls.
You're right.
And they're at the Oasis, too. I always stop by on my road trip.
I'm going to avoid the malls.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.